Sete Gibernau can do nothing but go for victory here and hope that Valentino Rossi gets caught up. Here he goes, Gibernau on the first lap for the lead. Gibernau on the inside of Capi Rossi. Rossi down in third place. Bayliss riding well as well there. The two Ducatis getting a flying start to this Australian Grand Prix at Phillip Island. So far so good for Sete Gibernau, but it's early days, and here comes Valentino Rossi past both Ducatis in one fell swoop through the Honda corner. Problems there for Gary McCoy, the Australian rider, and a replacement rider for Shane Byrne in the final few rounds of the season. And things now not really going to plan for Gibernau. He's got Rossi right on his tail. They come down this wonderful front straight here at Phillip Island. Breathtaking scenery and breathtaking riding from Rossi as well. In front of Gibernau at the end of the straight. This is where all the action happens. This time it's Gibernau down the end of that straight. The Honda has the horsepower. The Yamaha has the stability on the brakes. It's a real old battle between the two machines and the two top riders in the world at the moment. You got to say, Sete Gibernau has done everything he can here in Phillip Island. He's done everything he can all season, and now he's going down to the final lap, head-to-head with Rossi. He can't stop Rossi from winning the title here, but he can spoil the party with victory. Rossi, though, likes to celebrate in style. It's going to be a thrilling final few corners. Here comes Rossi on the inside. Gibernau around the outside. Over Lucky Heights they go for one final time. Gibernau hanging on, but Rossi wonderfully through that left-hander onto the brakes here into the right-hand hairpin, hangs on. One more bend to go. Can Gibernau react? Onto the gas. They light it up out of this final bend. The left-hander that brings them into the finish straight. Rossi is going to win the Australian Grand Prix here. Gibernau will try and drag him to the line, but no chance. Rossi wins the world title. Rossi wins the Australian Grand Prix. What a season it's been for the Italian. His first year with Yamaha. But once again, it's that number 46 that will be inscribed on the World Championship trophy. Bitter disappointment for Sete Gibernau. He did absolutely everything he could. Che spettacolo, says the helmet of Valentino Rossi. Who are we to disagree? What a season it's been. Rossi returns the title to Yamaha for the first time since Wayne Rainey in 1992. His brother looks on, Valentino Rossi, MotoGP World Champion 2004.
Yes, it's incredible for us. For sure, it's a great day. At the end of a fantastic year, where we work so well, and where we are able to put the M1 at the top. So today is the fantastic finish of the fantastic championship, because first this track is always incredible, always very good, and the race is a hard battle until the last to the last lap. Today Gibernau was very fast, and so the battle was very good. I try one time, he come back. And the last lap, I think, was very, very funny for everybody. So I want to say thank you to all the fans. Thank you to Yamaha and to all my team. And it's fantastic.
The title decided, but plenty of pride at stake in the final round at Valencia.